Again, it's very, very joyous to see everyone for the new year.
再一次很开心在新年里面见到大家。
And as a body of Christ, we are learning to grow and live together.
我们作为基督的身体，我们一起学习，一起成长。
Encouraging each other to grow in our faith.
互相的鼓励，在我们的信心里面成长。
And let us bow forward to prayer before we begin.
让我们一起祈祷。
Father, we thank you for it is your spirit that sustains us.
天父，我们感谢你，因为是你的灵去维持我们。
That we have life because of your grace.
我们有生命，因为是你的恩典。
Everything that we have in our lives is a blessing from you.
我们生命中所有的一切都是你的祝福。
Father, we pray and thank you for bringing us through a year.
我们感谢你带我们经过了一年。
We know that it wasn't an easy year.
我们知道不是很容易的一年。
We know that there are many people who have gone through suffering through health diseases.
很多人都经历了很多的痛苦。
Difficulties in finding a job, and many other things. And we pray and thank you for your grace to sustain us. And as we look forward to a new year, Father, I pray that you will continue to grow our faith in you.
天父，我求你继续帮助我们在你里面的信心成长。
Work in our hearts. Draw us close.
让我们更亲近你,
to realize
去明白,
that everything that we go through,
我们所经历的一切,
it is there for a purpose.
都是有目的的,
there is a plan.
是有计划的,
that you are the one that is making us each and every day
是你让我们每一日,
more and more holy,
更加的圣洁,
turning us from sin.
让我们转离罪,
making us more in the image of Christ.
让我们更像基督。
Father, for it is your spirit
天父，因为是你的灵,
that sustains us.
去维持我们。
And as we look forward to the new year,
当我们在新年里面,
fill us,
充满我们,
draw us close,
让我们亲近你,
so that we will realize that you are the God that gives us strength.
让我们知道你是赐我们力量的神,
that you are the God that we live for. Mold us and make us your vessels of grace. Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. For the new year, I wanted to choose a passage which reminds us of what God is doing in the world.
我想选一段经文是提醒我们神在这个世界上是做什么。
What is God's purpose for this world?
神在这个世界的目的是什么。
What is he actively doing?
他是很不断地在做什么工作。
Today's passage reminds us that God
今天的经文提醒我们,
shows us his ultimate love through Christ.
神在基督里面的最终的爱,
he comes to save us. From 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 to 19, it says, all this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ.
就是一切都是出于神, 祂藉着基督使我们与祂和好。
So God is on a mission.
所以神是有一个使命。
And what Paul calls it is a mission, the ministry of reconciliation.
保罗就称这个为与人和好的事工。
And the word reconciliation means to bring into harmony.
这个和好这个字呢,的意思就是使一切和谐。
So God is bringing harmony. He's bringing us into himself. Because you see, when man sinned and turned away from God, everything was broken. And we can see that everything from our lives to relationships to this world is broken. And especially our relationship to God is broken. We see everyone suffering from diseases.
我哋睇到好多人都系生病受苦。
The fighting that is within the world，
喺呢个世界里边嘅争战。
And even all the natural disasters，
同埋天灾。
Everything became broken because of sin。
呢一切都系破碎嘅，就系因为罪嘅缘故。
And what this passage reminds us is that God is in the ministry of reconciliation。
咁呢段经文就系提醒我哋，神就系要做一。做緊一個與人和好嘅事工。
He's bringing everything into harmony.
佢就要將一切都帶嚟和諧。
He comes to restore all things.
佢就要嚟恢復一切。
He's restoring us.
佢係恢復修復緊我哋。
He wants to restore our relationship to Himself.
佢要同我哋和好。
He wants to restore your relationship to each other.
要你同其他人嘅關係和好。
And He wants to restore the world.
佢要將呢個世界。
And he will do that. Revelation says, 21 says, he will make a new heaven and a new earth.
咁喺启示录二十一章嗰度讲到佢要创造一个新天新地。
But first he renews us.
首先佢就要喺更新我哋。
He draws us close and reconciles us.
佢要让我哋亲近佢，让我哋与佢和好。
And verse 18 reminds us that it is through Christ.
咁第十八節就係提醒我哋，就係因為藉住基督。
And as we heard last week's sermon, that is God's ultimate show of love for us.
咁我哋就係上個星期嘅講道就係講過，呢個就係神最終嘅向我哋表達佢嘅愛。
If you gain nothing from this year, begin to look at God and see His love for you.
你今日開始呢一新嘅一年嘅時候，你要去尋找神對你嘅愛。
God loves you.
神愛你。
He made you, male and female.
祂做人，做男，做女。
And He chose to love you and give you His image.
祂选择去爱你，将你做成祂的形象。
He loves you so much that He would send His beloved Son to die on the cross for your sake.
祂是这么爱你，祂愿意让祂的儿子耶稣基督来到去为你而死。
And Christ loves you.
基督爱你。
That He would be willing to come.
祂愿意来。
To be made a man.
成为人,
to die, to live a life that in suffering,
去过一个受苦的生活去受死,
to die on the cross for you.
在十字架上受死, 是为你。
He obeys his father,
他顺服他的父亲,
but he does it for love for you and for God.
他就是因为他爱神, 爱你。
So that he can pay our penalties for our sins.
以致他可以为我们的罪付上这个代价。
That is the only way that we can be harmonized with God.
这个就是唯一的方法，我们可以与神和好和谐。
How do we respond to a love like that?
那我们怎么去回应这个的爱呢?
You know, sometimes when, I think a lot of times when we're Chinese people, we tend to be very reserved.
那我们作为华人呢，我们很多时候都是很保守的。
We don't like the show, we don't have, you know, no PDA, no PDA, public display of affection.
那我们呢，就说不要撒狗粮。
You know, we don't do that as Chinese people.
我们中国人不做华人不做这些
东西。 And we're reluctant to show our emotions.
我们不会表达我们的感情。
You know, to show that we're always under control.
我们要是经常都是控制自己的。
Yeah, maybe that's the old generation of the Chinese.
或者上一代的华人是
这样。 You know, the new Chinese people that are born here tend to be the opposite.
但是在这里出生的那些就不是这样，是另一个极端。
You know, they're very emotional.
他们是很有感情的。
You know, everything is showed on their sleeves.
样样所有的情绪都写在面上的。
There's no holding back when they're upset, they explode.
他们不会控制的，当他们不开心的时候，他们就会失控。
The opposite of that has no control of emotion.
就是他们的情绪是失控的。
You know, and in reality, neither one is really right.
事实上，两个极端都是不对。
There needs to be a balance.
我们需要有一个平衡。
We have to have self-control.
我们需要有自我控制。
But we also have to be emotional.
但是我们都要表达我们的情感。
To show passion and love when it's called for.
需要的时候我们都要表达我们的爱。
And for many of us, our faith in Christ is sometimes very unemotional.
那我们很多的人呢，我们对基督的爱呢，都是没有感情的。
You know, our love is just an intellectual knowledge.
我们的爱只不过是头脑的知识。
Just to know everything about God.
我们不是说认识一切有关于神。
That God loves us, that God is holy, God is sovereign and He's just.
我们知道神是爱我们的，神是圣洁的，神是全能的，神是公义的。
You know, we comprehend it, we understand it.
我们知道。
But do we really know it from our hearts?
但是我们的内心是不是真的知道呢?
You know, sometimes it's not connected to the heart, and that's the problem.
很多时就是跟我们的心是没有联系的。
It stays an intellectual exercise.
这个就是我只不过是头脑的一个练习。
But it shouldn't be that way.
但不应该是这样的。
Because God is a passionate God.
因为神是一个很有感情的神。
You can see throughout the Bible when you read it,
你可以看圣经都看到,
God is a passionate God.
神是有热情的神。
You can see his jealousy when you read the books of Hosea.
你看到何西亚书, 你看到他是一个忌邪的神。
You can see that he covets our love.
你看到他是需要渴望我们的爱。
He's jealous of our love.
他是要我们去爱他。
And he describes our relationship that is intimate like marriage.
描述我们和他的关系就好像婚姻那样。
And if you read through the Psalms, you can see the emotional passion that people pray with to God.
你读诗篇也看到人对神祈祷的时候的感情。
You know, King David was the perfect example.
大卫王就是一个很好的例子。
He's passionate about God.
他对神是充满感情的。
You know, the complaint about him was that he was always dancing with everyone praising God.
甚至有人埋怨他，说他成日都在跳舞赞美神。
You know, act like a king and stop dancing with everybody.
说你应该做个王，不要跟着人家一起跳舞。
But the Bible says what?
但是圣经怎么说啊？
He was a man after God's own heart.
他是合神心意的人。
Our God is a God of passion as well.
我们的神也是有感情、有情绪的神。
But of course, that is a controlled passion.
但是这个是有控制的情感。
And Jesus was a compassionate man, God.
耶稣也是一个有情感的神人。
You can see how he gets angry, and his love for God is shown when he throws everything out of the temple where people are not worshiping God properly.
你看到他当他看见人没有合宜的去敬拜神的时候，他将这些圣殿的东西丢掉。
And he desires us to love him with all our heart.
他们也要我们去全心的去爱他。
You know, not some half-hearted understanding of loving him from our minds.
不是说半心半意的在我们的头脑里面去爱他。
Because we understand God hates a half-hearted, lukewarm love.
因为我们知道神是厌恶半心半意、不冷不热的爱。
You know, that was in Revelation 3:15, the warning to the church of Laodicea.
在启示录第三章的时候，就是对老底家的教会的警告。
He says, I know of your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out from my mouth.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。 你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Now God is a God that is passionate.
神是一个有感情的神。
That he wants you to love him with all your heart.
他要你全心的去爱他。
He's like a father that when he returns home from work, that he hopes his children will run to him and give him a hug and show affection.
就是好像一个父亲，他放工回到屋企，希望见到他的儿女，是跑去他那里，同他表达他的爱。
And to love him for who he is.
去爱他，因为他是哪一位。
And not just because he blesses us with things.
不是只是因为他祝福我们有些物质。
You know, and you have to realize this is actually a very amazing thing.
你要知道这个是一个很奇妙的事。
That the sovereign God that has no need for anything.
这个全能的神，他没有任何的需要。
He's all sufficient.
他亦都是自足的。
Yet he would choose to desire our affection.
但是他选择就是要渴望我们的对他的情爱。
That's an amazing thing. He doesn't need it.
这个很奇妙的，因为他是不需要的。
He doesn't need your worship.
他不需要你去敬拜他。
He doesn't need your praise.
他不需要你去赞美他。
He doesn't need your affection.
他不需要你去爱他。
But the amazing thing is that he desires it.
但是很奇妙的就是他 希望、渴望,
and as his children,
他的儿女,
are we really showing that affection to God?
那我们有没有真系向神表达呢个嘅爱呢？
Are we living in the presence of our Father each and every day?
我们系咪每一日都喺我哋嘅天父嘅面前过生活呢？
Are we speaking to him more than three times a day?
我哋係咪每一日多過三次同佢講嘢咧？
Don't speak to him just during breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
唔好淨係早餐、午餐、晚餐同佢講嘢。
He hopes to fellowship with you.
佢希望與你有團契。
As you read his word and pray and meditate.
當你讀佢嘅話語、祈禱、默想嘅時候。
So as we begin a new year, hopefully that is something that we would keep in mind.
咁我哋開始新嘅一年，希望我哋記得呢一點。
That our faith is practiced daily.
我哋要每一日嘅去。練習我們的信心,
every day.
每一日的。
In verses 14 to 17,
第14至17章節這樣
講到, we were having some trouble reading it before, so I'll read it again for you to know.
剛才你讀不到, 我現在再讀一次給你。
For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves,but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed. Behold, the new has come.
14節開始，原來基督的愛激勵我們。因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So all this talk about God's love is not just something that I invented.
所以神嘅讲，你讲到神嘅爱唔系我发明出嚟嘅。
Comes from the Word of God.
喺神嘅话语里边出嚟嘅。
The very first verse, for the love of Christ controls us.
就系话基督嘅爱激励我哋。
The love of God controls each and every one of us.
基督嘅爱激励我哋。
Should control the way that we live.
应该系控制我哋嘅生活嘅方式。
The Greek word used here also can mean compel.
咁希臘文呢度嘅字都可以講到係激勵。
So are you compelled or driven by God's love？
係咪神嘅愛係咪激勵你咧
？You know, does the love of Christ control your life, your attitude, your desires, everything？
咁基督嘅愛有冇去控制你嘅生活咧？你嘅渴望，你嘅其他所有一切嘅嘢
？Because it is very basic。
因為呢個係好基本嘅。
If you chop man down all down to the basics。
如果你歸根究底，
it boils back down to what do you love?
就係講到你愛乜嘢。
What do you love?
你愛乜嘢？
Do you love God first?
你係咪先愛神呢？
Or do you love other things?
或者你愛其他嘅事呢？
And the problem is that a lot of times we are man that says we love God.
好多時我哋就係話我哋愛神。
But yet because of sin, there are so many idols, things that we love before God.
但係咧，我哋因為罪嘅緣故，我哋仲係好多嘅偶像，我哋好多愛其他嘅嘢喺神之上。
But this passage gives you hope, and there's a reality that is present now.
但係呢段經文就俾我哋有一個希望，就係現實就係咁樣。
That if you are a Christian,
如果你係基督徒
，you cannot be ruled by idols.
你唔會俾呢啲偶像去控制。
It must be ruled by God.
是要神去掌控你。
You must be compelled by God.
你是神去激励你。
You know, that is what happens when the Spirit comes and lives and dwells in your heart.
就是当圣灵来到你的心里面，在你的心里面活的时候。
Why? Because what Paul further goes to say, what are you? You are a new creation.
因为保罗讲到就是你是新造的人。
You're given a new nature, a new heart.
你有一个新的心，新的
It's a heart that the Holy Spirit now works on.
呢一个心系圣灵喺里边动工嘅。
That frees you from that bondage of sin.
让你可以喺罪嘅捆绑里边释放。
You know, you see, before the work of the Holy Spirit.
喺圣灵嘅工作之前。
The Bible says that we were slaves to our sinful nature. We couldn't do anything but sin.
圣经话俾我哋听，我哋系被罪捆绑嘅，我哋其他嘢都唔可以做，只系可以犯罪。
What does that mean? That means that everything we do is tainted by sin.
咁咩意思咧？就系话我哋所做嘅每一样事情都系受到罪嘅污染。
It wouldn't be pure, so it would never be pleasing to God.
系唔系纯净嘅，
唔可以蒙神嘅喜悦。
But because of Christ's blood covering over us.
因为基督嘅血去遮盖我哋。
Even those deeds that we do that are insufficient.
虽然我哋做嘅嘢系唔足够。
Is covered by the blood of Christ.
但系因为基督嘅血已经遮盖咗我哋。
So even when we serve not fully 100% purely.
所以当我哋侍奉嘅时候，虽然唔系百分之百嘅纯正真心，
God receives that by grace.
但是神都悦纳，因为祂的恩典。
And it's a spirit now that is changing us, making more, us more and more holy.
圣灵就是更在改变我们，让我们更加的成圣。
You know, before we were bound in sin, we were full of anger, bitterness, rage, lust.
过去我们就是被罪的捆绑，我们是充满愤怒、苦毒、怒气、情欲。
We were living for ourselves, living for our own desires and our own idols.
我们就是为自己而活，为自己的偶像而活。
But God is the one that frees us from that.
但是神就已经将我们释放了出来。
Little by little, He's cleansing us of our sin.
我们慢慢的神就在洁净我们。
Changing us.
从我们在我们的罪里面洁净我们，
you know,
改变我们。
That's what Paul, it means here, that God is reconciling us.
所以保罗这里说神与我们和好，就是这样的意思。
He is bringing us back into harmony with God.
就是将我们带回来与他和谐。
You know, let me illustrate.
等我解释一下。
You know, did everybody watch the New Year's ball come drop?
咁新年的时候，你有没有看到个波跌落嚟咧？有冇睇到咧？有冇睇到咧？
Wow, nobody. Everybody went
to
sleep.
都唔系好多人，就个个瞓晒觉。
Somebody, right? I guess it's really lost its luster. You know, watching that ball drop really lost its luster.
咁好似我哋再唔系都好唔系几想睇个波跌落嚟。
You know, when I was younger, every year I would watch the ball drop.
我后生嘅时候咧，我年年都睇嘅。
You know, I would watch that ball. What, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
咁我睇住呢个倒数。
You know, watching that on TV was always the highlight of our new year.
咁我新年嘅时候睇呢样嘢咧，都好似系一个。高潮
You know why?
點解咧？
Because in those old days, I had these electronic watches.
咁嗰時候我有依個嘅手錶。
You know, and every time I you know, when the ball drops, I would make sure I press that button to make sure it goes to zero. Okay, 12 o'clock exactly set.
咁咧，我就係要睇住個波跌落嚟嘅時候咧，我就撳個掣，就個時間咧就係零零係最啱嘅時間嘅。
You know, you guys are all spoiled. Your phone does it automatically.
咁咧，你哋而家都係做壞曬啦。
Right. You might not understand what
I'm saying. 你個電話咧會自動噶啦，咁你唔明白我講乜嘢嘅。
Nothing was official. It was only that ball drop was the official time for the world.
咁咧，我哋喺舊時咧就係嗰個波跌落嚟咧就係正式嘅標準時間。
So I wanted to make sure my watch was the right time.
咁我要知道我手錶咧係即標準時間。
You know, now you have phones, nobody cares if ball drops. Oh, it doesn't matter. Happy New Year.
咁而家咧，你有個電話，咁所以你都唔理幾時個波跌落嚟啦。
That ball was the standard.
但係呢個咧就係嗰個波咧係嗰個球咧係一個標準嚟嘅。
So what I was doing was that I was putting my watch in harmony to the world standard, to the official time.
咁其實咧，我就要係要將我個電、我個手錶去對準呢一個嘅標準時間。
Now that's Paul saying here.
保羅就係喺度就係咁講。
That the Corinthians are to bring their lives into harmony with the pattern set by God.
咁哥林多人咧就係要將佢哋嘅生活同神嘅標準。
That we Paul is saying that we should live by the heartbeat of God's life.
保罗就系讲到我哋要跟住神嘅心意心跳嚟去过我哋嘅生活。
Rather the heart than the heartbeat of the world, the human nature.
而唔系跟住呢个世界嘅心意人性嚟去过活。
So Jesus lived and died.
耶稣活着。死咗。
And we receive him as Lord and Savior.
我哋接受佢作为我哋嘅救主。
We no longer live for ourselves.
我哋唔再系为自己而活。
Verse 15 says, "For we live for the Him who died for us and was raised again."
我哋系为替他们死而复活的主活。
Now, there's only one thing that can change a Christian's life.
只有一样嘢可以改变基督徒嘅生活。
One thing that can really draw him.Towards the likeness of Christ.
只有一样嘢可以让佢更加像基督。
It is the love of Christ.
就系基督嘅爱。
Christ Himself poured out His heart.
基督佢自己将佢嘅心倒出。
So that we can now dwell with Him.
让我哋而家可以与佢 同在。
And through that's the work of the Spirit through the, that works in us as mankind.
藉住聖靈喺我哋人裏邊嘅工作。
It's that Spirit that unites us to Christ.
呢一個嘅靈讓我哋可以同基督聯合。
And it is all done through the work of God's Spirit.
就係藉住神嘅靈。
So one of the purposes of God's dying on the cross.
咁基督喺十字架上受死嘅目的。
Is to reconcile you, is to change you.
就是要去改变你，是要与你和好。
Change your focus in life.
改变你生活的焦点。
So that we no longer live for ourselves.
让你不再为自己而活。
But for the sake of Christ who lives in us.
而是要为基督在我们里面。
You know, we have to ask that. What should that look like in my life?
咁我哋话问，到底应该睇落去系点样嘅咧？
You know, it's a different picture for each of us.
我哋每一個人都有一個唔同嘅圖畫。
But in general, it should be a very similar one.
但基本上咧，應該係好相似嘅。
And what this passage is telling us, we start to look at things from a different perspective.
咁呢段經文就話俾我哋聽，我哋要從一個新有一個新嘅視角。
We should have new eyes.
我哋要有新嘅眼。
A new lens which we look at the world through.
有一個新嘅鏡片去睇呢個世界。
You know, what are the important things that God describes as being important?
神讲重要嘅嘢系乜嘢
？And realize that they're very different than the standards of the world.
咁你会睇到同呢个世界嘅标准系好唔同嘅。
So we need to see what God wants us to live for.
你要睇到神要我哋为乜嘢而活
？What is the purpose He has for you as a Christian today?
你今日作为基督徒，佢对你嘅目的系乜嘢
？We find that out through His Word.
我哋喺佢嘅话语里边找到。
We find out what we're living for. What are you living for?
我哋可以睇到我哋系为乜嘢而活，你为乜嘢而活
？That's something that we have to ask ourselves each and every day.
咁我哋每一日都要问呢个问题。
God tells us the things that we should be living for.
神话俾我哋听，我哋应该为乜嘢而活
？Verse 16,
十六节。
From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer.
十六节，所以我们从今以后不再凭外貌认人了。虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。
What does that really mean?
咁呢个咩意思啊
？How do they see God or Christ according to the flesh?
佢哋点样去认凭住外貌认基督啊
？You know, what did the disciples expect Jesus to be when he first came?
咁当佢耶稣啱啱嚟嘅时候，佢哋啲门徒系希望佢系点样嘅
？He'll be the Messiah.
是弥赛亚。
But what was that Messiah to do?
咁呢个弥赛亚应该做乜嘢噶
？According to the flesh, is to restore Israel to prominence.
根据佢哋嘅人性，佢哋就系希望佢哋将以色列带到去繁荣。
To bring Israel back to power, to over the rule of Rome and everybody else.
让以色列可以离开罗马嘅统治。
But they no longer regard him that way. Christ came for a much bigger reason than just earthly sovereign rule.
他们不再是这样看基督，因为基督是有一个更大的目标，是超过这个世界的统治这个世界。
They realize that Christ came to do much more than just bring Israel to prominence.
他们知道基督来到是要将以色列带到去成为一个国家是更大的事。
So we have to realize that our earthly vision of what we want in life.
咁我哋要知道，我哋喺呢个世界上，我哋睇到我哋想要啲乜嘢。
Are many ways transformed by what Christ has done for us.
好多时都系要让基督改变我哋。
We are called not to look from an earthly point of view.
我哋要唔好从俗世嘅角度去睇事物。
Everything that we live for, strive for.
我哋所争取嘅，我哋要努力嘅。
You know, they're not wrong in themselves.
好多嘢都係唔係本身唔係錯嘅。
You know, Chinese are very pragmatic. Of course, you want a good, you know, you want to be secure in life.
華人都係好實際嘅，我哋想有一個安全嘅生活。
You know, but the world says you're striving for wealth, health, and prosperity.
但係呢個世界話你要爭取財富、健康、豐盛。
You want the security of life to have the comforts of life.
你要去有穩定嘅安全嘅生活，豐富嘅生活。
Those are not necessarily evil things.
呢啲唔一定係邪惡嘅。
But in many ways, they're worldly things.
但係好多時呢啲就係俗世嘅。
And these are not the things that God actually focuses on.
神唔係注重呢啲嘢。
God wants us to focus on the spiritual.
神要我哋去睇屬靈嘅事。
Verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, Christ, God, was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting us the message of reconciliation.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他藉着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
So God wants us to look at people from a spiritual perspective.
所以神要我哋睇人系从属灵嘅角度。
Not just from an earthly point of view of what degree they have or how much money they have, how many houses they have.
唔系净系从呢个世界嘅观点，就系睇到佢哋有乜嘢嘅学位，有几多个学位，有几大间屋。
The most important thing is, do you belong to God?
最重要嘅就系你系咪属于神
？Are you reconciled to God?
你系咪与神和好
？You know, that is the lens that God wants us to look at the world with.
神就要我哋用呢个咁嘅眼光去睇呢个世界。
God's purpose is to bring people into His kingdom.
神嘅目标就系要将人带到佢嘅国度。
That He is in the process of establishing that kingdom.
佢亦都喺度建立紧佢嘅国度。
And that message of His kingdom is brought through Christ.
咁呢一個嘅國度嘅信息就係藉住基督帶嚟。
And that is the message that He also has given to us to bring forth to others.
佢亦都將呢一個信息交俾我哋，讓我哋去帶俾其他人。
You know, that's the new creation that you're made that you are.
呢個就係一個新造嘅人。
That you are now part of God's kingdom.
你而家就係一個神嘅國度裏邊一部分。
That you belong to God's kingdom now.
你而家系属于神嘅国度。
No longer just living for the kingdom of this world.
唔再系为呢个世界嘅国度生活。
You're building God's kingdom now.
你系喺度建立紧神嘅国度。
In verse 15, it says, "We no longer live for ourselves, but we live for Christ."
十五节讲到我哋不再为自己而活，而系为基督而活。
In verse 20, it goes to, "We are ambassadors for Christ."
二十节讲到我哋系作基督嘅使者。
God is making His appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
我们替基督求你们与神和好。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
You are called to be the ambassador for Christ.
你被呼召就是要作基督的使者。
You know, ambassador is someone who represents God's kingdom.
我哋就系代表神嘅国度。
And you are now living in this world as each and every one plugged into your work, to your school as a representative of God's kingdom.
你哋每一个人喺你哋嘅生活里边，你哋嘅工作，你哋嘅学习学校就系代表紧神嘅国度。
And you are to represent Christ.
你就要去代表基督。
You know, being an ambassador is sometimes very dangerous, right? The ambassadors to Iran or to Turkey, they're very dangerous jobs.
咁你知道大使有時都係一個好危險嘅工作，去一啲嘅譬如土耳其啊或者伊朗。
Do you live with that hostility in your life?
咁你有冇呢一個嘅喺你嘅生活裏邊有冇呢個嘅敵意咧
？Have you ever experienced being looked at as a Christian and being picked on?
咁你有冇因為係基督徒而俾人哋去嘲笑呢
You know, the real question is, are we really raising our Christian flag in this world?
咁个问题就系我有冇真系举起基督徒呢一个嘅旗帜咧
Are we really living and showing forth Christ in the life every day?
我哋有冇每一日嘅生活里边去表达基督咧
Because it's not just for pastors or missionaries.
呢啲唔系净系牧师同埋宣教士嘅工作
We're all called to be.Foot soldiers for Christ.
我哋都系基督嘅，每一个人都系基督嘅精兵。
And everyone that we see and encounter each day,
我哋每一日见到嘅、经历嘅人
，we're to look at them from a spiritual perspective.
我哋都要从属灵嘅角度、眼光去睇佢哋。
All your family, all your friends,
你嘅朋友、你嘅家人
，your boss, your coworkers,
你嘅老板、你嘅
your classmates,
同事、你嘅同学
，do they know Christ?
佢哋系咪认识基督咧？
Are they reconciled to God?
佢哋有冇与神和好咧
？That should be our main concern.
呢个应该系我哋主要嘅 所關心嘅事。
Because we want to bring these people also into God's kingdom.
因為我哋要將佢哋帶到去神嘅國度。
Now that's what it means to be called a faithful ambassador to Christ.
呢個就係叫做呢個就係稱為基督忠心嘅使者嘅意思。
That you are made part of this ministry of reconciliation.
你就係呢一個與人和好嘅呢個事工裏邊嘅一部分。
At the end of the day.
最终的时候
Don't just be known as a nice guy, a nice girl.
不要让人只知道你是一个好人
You're commissioned by God.
神是给你一个使命
Speak up for his kingdom.
要为他的国度而去讲话
Make it known.
要让人知道
You know, sometimes people call Christ a fanatic.
有些人有时称基督为癫狂
So are we following after Christ's example?
但是我们有没有跟随基督呢?
Do we have that zeal for Christ?
我们有没有这样的热心去为基督呢?
That's what we want to do this year.
我们今年就是想这样做。
To have that love for Christ.
对基督有这个爱。
To begin to say, yes, the love of Christ compels me.
开始可以说因为是基督的爱激励我。
As we look forward to this new year,
当我们向往这个新年里面。
To think about what am I really living for?
要去思想我到底为什么而活。
How can I be part of God's ministry of reconciliation?
我怎样可以成为神的要人同佢和好嘅呢个事工里边嘅一部分
？God has put you specifically where you are.
神就系特别嘅将你摆喺你而家呢个地方。
To be salt and light to all the people around you.
要喺你周围嘅人作光作盐。
Don't look at people anymore from oh they have a nice house or they have a nice car.
唔好净系睇人话佢间屋几靓几大，佢架车几靓，佢好成功嘅人。
But begin to see, are they reconciled to Christ?
要睇佢哋系咪已经与神和好。
Because you're called to build God's kingdom.
因为你被呼召就系要建立神嘅国。
Why?
点解
？Because of love for Christ.
因为你爱基督。
But also a love for the people that are not reconciled.
亦都为你爱嗰啲仲未同神和好嗰啲人。
Because if you really love them,
如果你真系爱佢哋
，what?Holds us from telling them the greatest love that we have.
有啲乜嘢可以阻止我哋话俾佢哋听我哋所拥有嘅最大嘅爱咧
？If we really love our family, our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers,
如果我哋真系爱我哋嘅家人、我哋嘅朋友、我哋嘅邻居、我哋同事
，we want them to be part of God's kingdom.
我哋都希望佢成为神嘅国度嘅一份子。
You know, when I look at our church, I see the hope of Christ.
咁我当我睇我哋教会，我睇到基督嘅。
Because Paul has the hope for the Corinthian church.
因为保罗对哥林多嘅教会有希望。
That hope does not come from ourselves, but it comes from the Spirit.
呢个希望唔系从我哋自己嚟嘅，而系从圣灵嚟嘅。
Because the Spirit is the one that will move each and every one of us.
因为系圣灵，佢会去驱使我哋每一位。
And it is the Spirit that will mold us and make us in the image of Christ.
系圣灵会让我哋每一个成喺更像基督。
It is not because of us, but it's because of Christ.
不是因为我们，而是因为基督。
His work will always be accomplished.
他的工作一定会成就。
And he is drawing each and every one of you closer to him.
他也将你每一个人去让你更加的亲近他。
He wants you to walk in a deeper relationship this year.
他希望你今年跟他有更亲密的关系。
To begin to be more faithful as that ambassador of Christ.
去更加忠心的做基督的使者。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祈祷。
Father, we thank you for your grace.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典。
For you are the Spirit that is at work within us.
因为你的灵在我们里面工作。
Father, you have died for us.
天父，你为我们死。
Lord, help us to live for you.
求主帮助我们为你而活。
Lord, I pray that your love will truly fill our hearts.
主啊，求你将你的爱充满我们的心。
That it will compel us.
以致去激励我们。
To live for you.
去为你而活
that it will control our lives,
去掌控我们的生命
the things that we seek after,
我们去寻求的事
that your love will control our hearts,
你的爱会控制我们的心
help us to love you,
帮助我们去爱你
to cling to you,
去抓紧你
to realize that you call us to faith,
去明白你呼召我们给我们的信心
and that faith is a relationship with you,
这个信心就是与你有关系
to walk with you each and every day as a father,
每一日与你同行，就你是天父。
That it is my opportunity to walk in fellowship with you.
是我让我有机会去与你同行，与你有团契。
To cling to your hand，
去抓紧你的手。
And ask for you to lead me，
求你带领我。
Show me in the way in which you want me to live，
让我睇到你要我去点样去生活。
Father， for you are the one that is molding me and making me，
天父，你系你喺度塑造我。
Into an instrument，
成为一个器皿。
A vessel of your grace，
成为你恩典嘅器皿。
To this world，
喺呢个世界里边。
For you've blessed us with your spirit，
因为你将你嘅灵赐祝福我哋。
Because you've given us the responsibility，
你俾我哋有呢个职分。
To be your ambassadors，
作你嘅使者。
To represent your truth and your light，
去代表你嘅真理，你嘅光。
To this dark world，
喺呢个黑暗嘅世界里边。
Father， fill us with your spirit，
求天父将你嘅灵充满我哋。
Restore our intimacy with you，
让我哋同你有亲密嘅关系。
In Jesus' name we pray，
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Okay, let us turn to our last hymn, hymn number 261.
咁我哋再一次唱我哋嘅圣诗200。
261. We have a story to tell to the nations. 261. Let us all rise.
让我一齐起立。
Receive God's blessing.